Just 1 week after school started last year, doors were closed as historic flooding damaged campuses across Livingston Parish. But when schools opened once again, not all students came back. And as Wallace Watkins reports, that's only added to the financial strain on the school system.
It's summertime, and while the halls and classrooms of schools aren't full of students, the sound of construction work fills the void. Brand new cabinets are going up at Freshwater Elementary in Denham Springs. Boxes of yet-to-be-laid floor tile line the freshly painted hallway. Principal Julie Duga recalls having to tell Superintendent Rick Wenzel that the school was underwater.
I told him, I said, Freshwater's going down. And bless his heart, you could tell he was being hit left and right with schools.
15 schools in Livingston Parish were damaged in the August flood. Repairs could cost up to $120 million. The school system is working with FEMA, who has reimbursed $27 million so far. But in order to ensure that reimbursement, the school district has to work within FEMA's rules and regulations, a process which just takes time, says Wenzel.
Whatever we do, we can't really step out and do it until we're sure that FEMA's going to help cover the expenses. Because if they do not cover the expense, we can't do the work. We don't have the money.
Money is expected to become even tighter for the school district this upcoming year. Enrollment dropped by about 600 students following the flood. As student enrollment falls, so does state funding. For Livingston Parish, that's about a $3.5 million cut, which means the school system will have 40 fewer teachers next year.
Usually we're gaining anywhere from 10 to 20 spots a year. It's all because of the flood.
In a school year that became so defined by floodwater, FEMA, and costly reconstruction, Wenzel says the job of educating students hasn't changed.
It's just a building. We're about children. We're about students. So regardless of where we're at, we're going to do what we're supposed to do.
Spring 2017 LEAP test scores were released this month. And so far, the Department of Education says the flood doesn't seem to have impacted results. They'll present a final report to the state board next month. Freshwater Elementary principal Julie Duga says for her school, the effect of the flood went beyond the classroom.
The biggest thing that I think affected our kids and affected our parents, our families, we couldn't do the things that we normally did. We let parents come and eat anytime they want with their kids. We couldn't do that because we had half of another school in the cafeteria. We couldn't have all of our Christmas programs and parties and things like that because our parking lot was filled with half of another school. So all of the little things that we do that are community-based, we were not able to do them.
Doris Voce understands how important that connection is between the schools and the community as they recover. She's superintendent of the St. Bernard Parish School System, a job she took on in 2004, just 1 year before Hurricane Katrina.
That type of an event impacted not only the school system, but the community and the family for quite a long period of time to come. So recovery isn't just get me a building that I can put students in and a curriculum in place. It was going to be how to nurture those kids.
She says the physical recovery takes years. But at the same time, communities must find a way to address the emotional scars left behind by a disaster like the August flood.
While on the one hand, you're so focused on recovering physical structures and dealing with FEMA, dealing with the finances, making sure that you can get staffs in place and building structures in place, the piece of that that sometimes you don't necessarily see or recognize, dealing with that social-emotional piece, is just as necessary as this develops.
At Freshwater Elementary, those floor tiles and cabinets will be ready for students when they return August 9th, just days before the one-year anniversary of the flood. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Wallace Watkins.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.